Chapter 3, Internalizing the Six Events, A Plan of Action. Early in his ministry, the Savior taught, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." In other words, to internally know is to do his will. To learn and not to do is really not to learn. To know and not to do is really not to know. We experience in the doing. Consider a sport like tennis. We may intellectually understand the game, but until we play it, that is doing and experiencing, we don't really know it. Understanding plus doing equals internalizing. Let me restate that. Understanding plus doing equals internalizing. The purpose of this book is to encourage, hopefully even to inspire, each of us to regularly internalize the six transcendent events of the Restoration. They were external events to each of us. To internalize them, we will need to make them a part of our very being, our character. This fundamentally will come from our doing more than from our knowing, from our experiencing more than from intellectual understanding. One of the most impressive character traits of the Prophet Joseph Smith, which he exercised in every one of the six events, was his willingness to take initiative, to move out on his own in seeking, in knocking, in asking. We were made to act, not to be acted upon. Joseph Smith acted, and again the Lord responded. Similarly, when we act, we open the door for the Lord to guide us to further knowledge and understanding. President Thomas S. Monson has said, "In this world in which we live, there is a tendency for us to describe needed change, required help, and desired relief with the familiar phrase, 'They ought to do something about this.' We fail to define the word 'they.' I love the message, 'Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.'" Close quote. How to get the most from this book? One useful way to think about internalizing the Restoration and to seriously consider and adapt these principles to your circumstances is to look on doing so as a one-year project, with 2 months for each event. You might do this with your family, with a group of friends, with a fireside group, or just with yourself. 2 months for each event would total 12 months. This would give you a sense of order and of sequence, which I believe is almost another word for order. And this may help you to have a sense of commitment and resolve. It would give you a sense of beginning with the end in mind, a sense of having a noble purpose or goal, a sense of accountability to yourself and to whomever you wish to be accountable for progress for the year. It would give you a sense of achievement, accomplishment, and progression. And this would encourage you to keep at it, to keep going. You can begin your year-long project anytime you wish. You can even shorten it or lengthen it as you choose. You may wish to read the entire book before you begin the process. Or you may decide that you want to experience it as the Prophet Joseph Smith did, in its sequence, without an explicit awareness of all that will take place. You will know what is best for you and the approach you would like to take. But I would strongly encourage you to consider this year-long process of devoting 2 months to each event. As mentioned before, I've been working on this particular book for 20 years now and can testify of the power of the process, of the orderly sequence, of the power and significance of having a goal, a purpose, and a sense of progression and accountability, if only to yourself.